107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump said he would debate Vice President Harris September 10th, an ABC News debate he'd previously agreed to before President Biden stepped aside. During an hour-long appearance at Mar-a-Lago, he bristled at the notion the Harris-Walls ticket is garnering more support.
They talk about, the enthusiasm. Let me tell you, we have the enthusiasm. The Republican Party, and me as a candidate.
He then made the demonstrably false claim of having attracted larger crowds than Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech.
I've spoken to the biggest crowds. Nobody's spoken to crowds bigger than me.
In the hotly contested swing state of Pennsylvania, activists filed a legal challenge aimed at keeping Robert F. Kennedy Jr. off the ballot, acting as a spoiler. 13 popular books have been banned from all public schools in Utah under a new law banning books when at least three of the state's 41 school boards claim they contain indecent material. This is ABC. ABC's Alex Stone says there are new pandas in California.
In a ceremony on what's been declared California Panda Day by Governor Gavin Newsom, the first pandas to arrive in the U.S. from China in over two decades are reigniting what's known as panda diplomacy. Other pandas in the U.S. have been recalled back to China in recent years. In the unveiling of their new habitat at the San Diego Zoo, Governor Newsom saying,
"It's about celebrating our common humanity."
The two giant pandas arriving because of a new agreement between China and the U.S. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At the White House.
Welcome to the 2023 World Champions. Right here.
President Biden hosting the defending World Series champions, the Texas Rangers.
Congratulations to the world champion Texas Rangers, and good luck for the rest of the season, man.
Yeah, they'll need it. The Rangers are currently 9.5 games out of playoff contention. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about the money myth that buying fancy coffees is what's keeping you from being rich. Everything that I know about money and happiness tells me the exact opposite. Treating yourself to a moment of happiness, like a latte, or for me, it's buying one of those little fancy yogurts at the grocery store that come in those cute little ceramic containers, that's probably not keeping you from reaching your money goals. If it feels like you're not where you want to be with your money, take a hard look at your finances and make a budget that you know you're going to stick to. In your budget, you get to choose the places to cut back on spending. You get to decide if that latte or that fancy yogurt is worth the cost. And sometimes for me, it really is. Okay, folks, that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he'll ask for more money in the next state budget. He told a legislative study committee Thursday the state needs to increase its investment in its public universities if they're going to stay competitive. Wisconsin ranks 43rd in the country in supporting four-year schools. Primary election day is Tuesday. There are bilingual ballots for those who need them, Brittany Merlot explains.
In Marathon County, some Spanish-speaking information is given to voters. But if a non-English speaker needs additional assistance to vote, some exceptions can be made. First, they can bring a translator with them, all the way to the polling booth. This person, though, cannot be a boss or an employer. And if you speak Hmong, you can go to the Hmong American Center in Wausau. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A long game, but an incredible finish. The Brewers beating the Braves in Atlanta today, 16-7, to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. During the series, the Brewers outscoring the Braves 34-12. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Just playing good more than one day, you know, like playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days. That's especially against a team that's as capable of, you know, they've, like us, they've been crushed by injuries.
The crew hitting six home runs in five innings. Next, they Hut back home and open up a weekend series tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Reds. NFL, Packers getting ready for their game against the Cleveland Browns, their first preseason game, and it'll be without their first-round draft pick, Jordan Morgan.
He had a shoulder. He'll be out for, it's nothing long-term, but he's going to be out probably for a week or so.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. An earlier start time, kickoff 3:25 Saturday afternoon at Cleveland. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a mostly clear sky. Lows will bottom out in the lower 50s. A light northwest wind. On your Friday, though, a mix of clouds and sunshine developing. Highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Look for northwest winds to gust up around 20.
It's 60 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Nepo baby adjacent Lara Trump shares her thoughts on Kamala Harris's qualifications to be president. Oh, don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. A couple of stories here I wanted to bring to your attention. First off, it's the 50th. Today is the 50th anniversary of Richard Nixon announcing that he was going to resign. Sean is like, yay. Yes. Our usual writing over on the Daily Kos, have you been paying attention to what's happening in the UK? This is an absolutely fascinating story. We've got like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and these other, you know, right-wing white supremacist wackadoodles. In Britain, they've got the English Defense League. And this is a racist white supremacist group. And there was a stabbing. Three little kids got stabbed to death, I believe, recently in the UK. And the guy who did it actually was British. And I believe he was African British ancestry. He was not Muslim. He was a Christian. But one of these right wingers wrote this with a lot of followers, a guy who had been banned from Twitter when Twitter was Twitter, but Elon Musk put him back on. He's like kind of an open Nazi. I believe he's the founder or one of the head guys for the English Defense League. And he posted this thing on X saying that it was Muslims who had killed these three children, these three little white kids. And so the right wingers just went on this riot rampage across parts of England, particularly Manchester and one other community, as I recall. And the police made over 400 arrests. Dozens of police were injured. Cars were set on fire. And it was all based on a lie that was promoted on Elon Musk's platform. And so the question now is, you know, is he going to try and do this to the United States, too, particularly after Trump loses the election? Stay tuned. Meanwhile, Bob Kennedy, this is weird. He told reporters, this was just yesterday. Yeah, you know, he talking to reporters and they were like, you really wanted to eat that bear? You were going to take it home and put it in your freezer? And he said, I've been picking up roadkill my whole life. I have a freezer full of it. And I'm like, now we know where the worm in his brain came from. Right? I mean, you know, this is not rocket science. You eat roadkill, you get a worm in your brain. It's not, right. What's really bizarre, you know, he found this bear cub. And then this dead bear cub, and then he went falconing, and then he had a steak dinner in Brooklyn. And then he decided to dump the bear in the park, in Central Park, and stage it to look like it had been killed by being run into by a bicycle. And he used his own bicycle. He left it behind. And here's what's really weird. The reporter for the New York Times who did the story was his cousin, a Schlossberg. So, in fact, what's Tatiana Schlossberg. So, but she apparently never figured out that it was him, or if she did, she didn't want to tell the world. So, you know, where do we go with that? I'm not real sure. Meanwhile, Joe Biden told CBS that he's not at all confident that there will be a peaceful transition of power on January 20th of next year. That's troubling. I mean, you know, it's good that he's aware of what the Republicans are up to and what their plans are. I mean, that's a really good thing. But this was the first interview he's done since he dropped out of the 2024 presidential race. And he said that he is, quote, not confident at all that there will be a peaceful transfer of power. Biden told CBS News' Robert Costa, he said, Trump means it. All that stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath. Look at what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes. Electing or putting people in place that are going to count the votes, right? You can't love your country only when you win, said President Biden. And he's absolutely right. And the fact that the president is talking about this gives me actually a lot of hope. I think this is a very positive thing. You know, it means obviously that he and the Justice Department and everybody else are all over it. And so that to me is good news. I realize, you know, Rachel Maddow has been raising the alarm. If you follow her podcast, Ultra, the last edition for this season, for this year, just dropped. And I'm about halfway through listening to it. I listen to it walking home every day. And, or when I take a walk every day. And she's talking about how in the 1956 election and then again in 1960, the Republicans tried to do a stop the steal thing and tried to, in the 1960 election, Kennedy versus Nixon, Republicans got together and tried to overturn that election by fielding a slate of phony electors. This is not a new scheme. Republicans have been trying to do this for, well, since 1960. What is it, 70 years ago? 60 years ago? Yeah, 64 years ago. That's incredible. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance, two-year-old post, this is when he was running for the Senate in 2022, he said, and I quote, "I think it's ridiculous that we are focused on this border in Ukraine. I got to be honest with you, I don't really care what happens to Ukraine one way or the other." So Barry McCaffrey comes out, the General Barry McCaffrey, a retired general, retired Army General Barry McCaffrey, comes out and says, and I quote, "J.D. Vance is a shameful person, unsuitable for public office. His comments are those of a stooge for Russian aggression." So Vance then attacks Barry McCaffrey, just like he attacks his military service, just like he's trying to attack Tim Walz, trying to swift boat him by making up lies about his service. He does the same thing with Barry McCaffrey. He responds to Barry McCaffrey saying, "Your entire time in military leadership, we have won zero wars. You drank fine wine at BS security conferences while thousands of working class kids died on the battlefield. Oh, by the way, how much do you stand to gain financially from the war with Russia, Barry?" Which is just, you know, pathetic. George Conway says, "I hadn't seen this before, but I think this settles it. Vance is an a-hole." Former Defense Department official Mike Walker added, and I think this is brilliant, "J.D. Vance picked on the wrong soldier when he attempted to besmirch the service of one of the Army's finest leaders, General Barry McCaffrey. Little J.D. must offer a public apology and stop talking about things he knows nothing about." New York Times columnist David French really nailed it. He said, and I quote, "He's talking about a guy with three Purple Hearts, two Silver Stars, who commanded the 24th ID in Desert Storm, leading the attack that led one of the most decisive military victories in American history. This is such a sad and shameful attack on an honorable man." J.D. Vance is just, I mean, you know, go back to the couch, J.D. You know, you were happy there, just go back to the couch. Meanwhile, and I'm not the only one saying that, there's a bunch of Republicans who are saying this. This is fascinating. Mesa, Arizona Mayor John Giles. I talked about this a week or so ago when he first started this. He runs Arizona's third largest city. He's a Republican. And he just issued a press release or a statement saying, I think the time has come for us as Arizona Republicans to admit the obvious and start saying the quiet part out loud, which is that our party's nominee, that would be Donald Trump, is not qualified for office. And we need to vote for the adult in the room, and that is Kamala Harris. Ex-State Representative Robin Shaw, who is co-chair of Republicans for Harris, was also at this press event, and he said, quote, we are here to send a clear message. Arizonans are rejecting Donald Trump and his failed leadership. It's time to put partisan loyalty aside and vote for the leadership that will truly represent the people we want to be in the eyes of the world. Character matters. Republicans for Harris includes Stephanie Grisham, right, the former press secretary to, I believe she was Trump's press secretary, maybe also his wife's. Olivia Troy, who worked for Mike Pence, former Secretary Chuck Hagel, former Secretary Ray LaHood, former Governors Jim Edgar, Bill Weld, Christine Todd Whitman. These are all Republicans. They've all endorsed Trump's Republicans for Harris. Former U.S. House members Rod Chandler, Tom Coleman, Dave Emery, Wayne Gilchrist, Jim Greenwood, Adam Kinzinger, John Liberlute, Susan Molinari, Jack Quinn, Denver Riggleman, Claudine Schneider, Christopher Shays, Peter Smith, Alan Steelman, David Trott, and Joe Walsh, and the former GOP state chair and state senator, Chris Vance, among others. So there's some momentum building here with this Republicans for Harris group. You know, we are not seeing Democrats for Trump. There were Democrats for Trump groups in 2016, but no more. It ain't happening. And I really think Harris and Walz are going to wipe the floor with this guy and his couch-bound buddy. It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this break. It's 16 minutes past the hour. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
I hear the chatter, I see the screens. A world divided, it seems. Voices shouting, truth obscured, but in my heart I'm reassured. I won't be swayed by all the noise. I'll speak my mind, I'll raise my voice. Not here to preach or spread the news, just sharing thoughts, my own views.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Kim in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Kim, what's up?
Hi, yeah, I was just going to say, I think sort of the talking head class is, you know, still trying to push this stupid centrist message with the ticket.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
Because they can't stand the thought, right, of this country finally being pulled out of 45 years of neoliberal nonsense.
Yep.
Right, into what would be basically center left if we were in Europe, right?
Yeah. So, what the hell does centrist even mean in America any longer? I mean, I think it means neoliberalism, which is not, I mean, that's center right in my mind.
Yeah, and we've just dwelt under this ridiculous, unsustainable policy for far, far too long, and we need to skip a couple generations and get on with it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'm with
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. That was excellent. Michael in Houston, Texas. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Mr. Hartman, first of all, thank you for taking my call. And before I push back on you, I want to butter you up a little bit by saying that we wouldn't know what to do. We wouldn't know what to do without you guys, and we thank you for the work that you've done.
Okay.
But I want a little bit. You know, earlier a guy said, why don't the blue states start doing what the red state doing? And your answer was, well, we will lose our morals and our principle. We can't do that. They've taken them from us, Tom. They sacked the Supreme Court. They redistricting. Tom, they banning books. They don't want you to read about slavery. So if they stack the courts on all the judges, do we have any rights, Tom?
Well, we do. We do. And in terms of that question specifically was about whether we should be denying the vote, whether we should be purging voting rolls. You know, in rural areas in blue states. And I disagree with that. I don't think we should be. I think that, you know, and I think it would hurt the Democratic Party, and I think it would generate some considerable blowback. Though it might be a useful strategy to generate some political theater, you know, a bunch of outraged Republicans complaining about Democrats doing what Republicans have been doing for 50 years. But in terms of the courts, you know, Democrats need to fight back as aggressively as they can. In terms of redistricting and gerrymandering, you've got a bunch of blue states that are heavily gerrymandered. And, you know,
yes.
I'm not saying that they should unilaterally disarm, you know, until everybody does. I mean, we need to have, that's why the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which Kamala Harris just, you know, yesterday promised would be the first piece of legislation she signed, is so important because it ends gerrymandering. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, you know, my thing is, we got, I just, you know, I look at what's going on with Merrick Garland. I'm looking at how, and I'm wondering where, I want to make one more point and I'll go real quick. I'm wondering, where are we on this? Why are we letting this happen? But let me just say this here. I appreciate the job Nancy Pelosi and all these people has done. But I think it's time for new leadership and a new way of thinking.
Well, you've got that. You've got Hakeem Jeffries is running the Democrats in the House.
Right, right. I got you. Right, right. So I'm asking this here. If Mr. President Biden, a true American, Nancy Schumer, he stepped down and left, I think it's time for you guys to go, too. We need a new voice. We need new fight. We need new energy. We need new way of thinking, because they've taken everything from us legally or illegally. Yeah. They're winning, bottom line.
Yeah. No, I get it, Michael. And there are new voices coming up, and there is a whole new generation coming up. You know, the Maxwell Frosts of the world in the House of Representatives, he's just doing great stuff. You know, sadly, we're seeing some of them being taken down by AIPAC. You know, Cori Bush just day before yesterday, but you know, yeah, I get it. Michael, thank you for the call. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Can barely breathe with all the fire smoke around me, but I'm still thinking.
Yeah, we've got air quality alerts here in Portland as well today.
Right. At least you have an ocean right there.
Well, it's 100 miles
away. About your about what's going on in the UK. You got two things going on. This is over 40 years. This is 50 plus years of disinvestment in a previously industrialized economy. You have whole regions where two and three generations have not been able to find good paying employment.
I agree. You can thank Margaret Thatcher's neoliberalism for that. You're right.
Like I'm saying, no, it goes be earlier than that. Edward Heath, in the mid-70s, why do you think the punks were singing songs like No Future, No Future? Yeah. They saw what was happening to them, and it continued. Also, it's all about Section 230 here in our country and the equivalent over in Europe, letting these platforms get away with printing lies without any kind of consequence.
Yeah.
The Brits are not part of the EU anymore. They got to fix it on their own. We got to fix Section 230. If you print these lies, which is what was the genesis of these riots, you got to pay a consequence.
I completely agree.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. What's on your mind today? On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn for Kamala.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
In
the land of the free, a shadow fell. A storm was brewing, could you tell? A man with power, a voice so loud, riled up the fear, drew away a crowd. He spoke of greatness, a wall so high, but underneath, the hate did lie. From screens and rallies, the fire spread, a virus of hate, so many misled. The drum hate virus, spreading wide. Innocence lost, love pushed aside. In the hearts of many, darkness grows.
It's the Trump hate virus, yes indeed. 34 minutes past the hour. Susan in Woodbridge, Illinois. Hey Susan, what's up?
Good afternoon. Thank you for bringing the voice of truth and reason to the airwaves. I grew up in a small town in the Midwest, and I really value Tim Walz's intelligence, integrity, humility, and sense of service. Just briefly, I am a graduate of Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management and have worked in marketing and brand management. And I believe the DNC should promote their Democratic 2024 platform as Freedom 2025, in contrast to Project 2025. And I'll let you go.
I like that. Thank you very much for that, Susan. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Great suggestion. Thank you. I completely agree with you. By the way, Donald Trump is holding a press conference right now. We're not going to carry it because, you know, I don't want to do that to you. But I will give you, fill you in on what he said so far. He just said that he's doing very well with black voters. He mentioned J.D. Vance 20 minutes into his thing. He said J.D. has really stepped up. He's doing a fantastic job. He lied about his crowd size. That was interesting. He said he when he spoke in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, he spoke in an arena that had a capacity of 8,000 people, but he claimed that 20,000 people were there and 20,000 people couldn't get in. He just can't help himself. He has to exaggerate and lie. He attacked the Biden-Harris administration's record on the border, saying that the number of migrants that nobody's ever heard before are crossing into the United States. And he just got fact-checked by the Washington Post, who writes, Amy Wang and Nick Miroff write, under President Joe Biden, illegal border crossings averaged 2 million a year from 2021 to 2023, but dropped sharply this spring and summer after the Biden administration tightened border controls and closed off migrants' access to the asylum system. Senate Republicans blocked a $118 billion bipartisan Senate bill that tied border reforms to Ukraine aid after Trump opposed the package because he said it would have been a political gift to Democrats. Trump also said that the presidency was taken away from Joe Biden and that he thinks that Joe Biden should come back in. And he really wants to run against Joe Biden. He is clearly intimidated by the black woman. You know, he just does not do well. I mean, you know, shades of Letitia James all over again, or Fannie Willis. This guy is terrified of black women who have power. It's just that simple. And he basically said that she's a DEI hire. He said that she's the nominee, quote, because of political reasons or because of being politically correct. Right. Oh, he also says that he's agreed to multiple potential debates, September 4 on Fox, September 10 on NBC, September 25 on ABC. But he's blown out of the water the debate that was scheduled to go with Biden on ABC, saying he won't do that one. So we'll see what happens. It's like, you know, grandpa yelling, get off my lawn. I mean, that's what it's come to. He's just this old cranky guy who, you know, it's frankly pathetic. So what's on your mind? Scott in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey. Well, Tom, I just wanted to make a observation on why I think Trump settled on J.D. Vance for his running mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember it had boiled down to the last three, Vance being one, Burgum being another, and Rubio. And, you know, Burgum didn't stand a chance because he just has more money than Trump, and he's certainly got a heck of a lot more experience in government than Trump. And then pretty much the same thing for Rubio, except I don't know about how much money Rubio has, but he's definitely got more experience. And I just think this is something that, you know, Democrats could take advantage of, is mentioning how both of these guys on the Republican ticket immediately rose to the top without ever winning another race, never participating in politics, and have no experience in governing, and it shows.
You're absolutely right. You know, Kamala Harris was elected district attorney. She was elected attorney general. She was elected U.S. senator. Tim Walz was elected to Congress repeatedly, five times, I believe, and then was elected as governor. And you're absolutely right. The only thing Trump has ever run for in his life is president, and the only thing J.D. Vance ever ran for was the Senate. And he wouldn't have gotten that if Peter Thiel hadn't come in and dumped over $10 million into the campaign.
Well, exactly. So the point is he had no other choice than to pick J.D. Vance because, you know, he can't stand anybody to be smarter than he is. And the other two guys certainly were.
Yeah.
So what you have now is basically, you know, these two very experienced Democrats who will do our country a great service. And service is what, you know, we've been hearing about on the campaign.
Yeah.
And they're running against Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Scott, well said. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching Free Speech TV down there in Fayetteville. Alan in Texarkana, Arkansas. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Tom, this is Alan, but I'm in Yellville, Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Tell me how to spell it, and I'll fix it.
Yellville.
Okay,
Yellville.
Got it.
What I'm calling about is this stuff with Speaker Johnson talking about that, you know, we need to be checking everybody and making sure they're Christians and stuff before we put them in positions of power.
Right.
And all that, and I know that's completely against our Constitution. You know, if you just refer to Article 6 of the Constitution, you know, where it talks about taking
no religious test for office.
Affirmation. Yeah, the affirmation. You know that you're swearing yourself into office.
Right.
But it says, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification for any office or public trust under the United States.
Yep.
And, you know, when people that are in a position of power start spewing that stuff, and they've taken an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, I think that they're lined up to get kicked out.
We should be very concerned. You're absolutely right, Alan. We should be very, very concerned.
There should be a legal path that we can take to straighten that out.
Yeah,
but I'm not that much of a lawyer, but that's what I was calling about.
Yep, good one,
Thank
Alan.
Thank you for your show.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. Mitch in Everett, Washington. Hey, Mitch, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I was watching on TV, you mentioned these seven mountains of Mike Johnson's Christian agenda here.
Yep.
And I was just wondering if you could list those off for me again, because people that follow me on Facebook, you know.
Yeah, you'll have to Google it, Mitch. Yes. Off the top of my head, there's culture, education, government, media or entertainment, religion. That's five. I'm not recalling all seven of them. But these are the seven areas, basically, that encompass all of, you know, pretty much all of every aspect, major aspect of life in America, that they want to be under the thumb of theocrats, of religious, of, you know, fundamentalist Christians who tell us what to do and how to do it and what we can wear and what we can say and where we can go and what, you know, and what we can do with our bodies, who we can have sex with, who we can marry.
Should they test for running office and should they know what in the Constitution?
Yep, you're absolutely right. Mitch, thank you for the call. Elvis in Houston. Hey, Elvis, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you doing? Hey, just a couple of very quick comments. One is, I'm originally from England. I moved to the U.S. about 43 years ago. Mm-hmm. My wife and kids are all American.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to comment on the riots in the U.K. Just to say, this is nothing new. I remember when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, we had the National Front, which was basically another fascist type organization that had similar tendencies. I remember hearing from my parents when they moved to London in the 50s, there were also riots motivated by race. So none of this is new. It's just a different twist on an old theme.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
You said it well, Elvis, and you're absolutely right. What is particularly horrifying about this one is that it seems to have the gasoline that got poured on this particular fire apparently came out of X, out of Elon Musk's increasingly unhinged right-wing social media site. And there's some real serious grounds for concern there, and that's why, you know, somebody called earlier and said Section 230, that's the part of the telecommunications code, the Telecommunications Act of 1996, that gives immunity to people like Elon Musk, and I think it needs to be done away with. Elvis, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your calls here. Stay tuned. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump said he would debate Vice President Harris September 10th, an ABC News debate he'd previously agreed to before President Biden stepped aside. During an hour-long appearance at Mar-a-Lago, he bristled at the notion the Harris-Walls ticket is garnering more support.
They talk about, the enthusiasm. Let me tell you, we have the enthusiasm. The Republican Party and me as a candidate.
He then made the demonstrably false claim of having attracted larger crowds than Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech.
I've spoken to the biggest crowds. Nobody's spoken to crowds bigger than me.
In the hotly contested swing state of Pennsylvania, activists filed a legal challenge aimed at keeping Robert F. Kennedy Jr. off the ballot, acting as a spoiler. 13 popular books have been banned from all public schools in Utah under a new law banning books when at least three of the state's 41 school boards claim they contain indecent material. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Plans are moving ahead to replace the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The state has approved plans to buy the current Wisconsin Veterans Museum building on the square for $9 million. The state would essentially be buying it for the property because the plan is to demolish that building. In its place, they'd construct a state-of-the-art five-story new Veterans Museum. This is just step one of that plan. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Dates for next year's Summerfest in Milwaukee are set. The big gig will be Thursdays through Saturdays from June 19th through July 5th. It'll be the 57th edition of Summerfest. Thanks to a new partnership with the Northcott Neighborhood House, Juneteenth programming will be offered for the first time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here are some weekend movie suggestions. The Blake Lively film It Ends With Us is a romantic drama receiving mostly good reviews. It Ends With Us is adapted from the novel of the same name by Colleen Hoover. Borderlands is a sci-fi adventure about an intergalactic bounty hunter with a sketchy past and a ragtag team of misfits that are charged with saving the galaxy. The film is based on one of the most popular video games of all time. The film is pulling a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes, so you might want to steer clear or hope you're in the 3%. And if you're looking for a movie about lip-syncing before it was cool or even accepted, check out Girl, You Know It's True, a documentary about Milli Vanilli's meteoric rise up the music charts, which culminated with 3 number one hits, none of which they sang. The biopic takes a good look at what the lives of Milli and Vanilli were like before and after the fall, and it's pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a mostly clear sky. Lows will bottom out in the lower 50s, a light northwest wind. On your Friday, though, a mix of clouds and sunshine developing. Highs of the upper 60s to lower 70s. Look for northwest winds to gust up around 20. Currently 59 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a bar band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Bar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them push.
There you go. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Tom, I want to tie this whole thing, Musk, the table. And I think you should give a little more respect because I didn't feel the respect when you were talking about the Taylor Swift dance school, okay? Because Taylor Swift, I'm not condoning the riots whatsoever and the people who are doing that, okay? But this ties into Musk and the whole thing. But Taylor Swift is under attack. Her shows had to be canceled.
That was in Austria, not in the UK.
I know that, Tom, but I said her concert, I misspoke there, sorry. But here's the thing about it. Taylor Swift is a friend of the left, in my opinion. She's a valued ally, right? And so, but the thing was Musk and his racism. Okay, Musk is calling for the downfall of Maduro. You know, I'm not going to say the election was 100% fair, but a lot of elections in this world are really messed up. But anything that Musk touches and the CIA, because that CIA, okay, the anti-Maduro the whole thing, all right? Because, okay, the CIA, the candidate the last time, Guaido, Guido, whatever his
Ron,
name was.
I'm sorry, Ron. You're just all over the map here and not making any sense to me. Gary in Joliet, Illinois. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Professor Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate you reading that list of Republicans for Harris. And I agree with your analysis. We're looking forward to a wipeout for the orange fascists.
I think so.
With one small difference here, I think those Republicans are just piling on because they want to be on the side of the winner. And that's all right. I'll take on.
You're talking about the Republicans for Harris, this group that came out of Arizona that's now gone national? Yeah.
And I noticed the list has been growing since last time you read it. So.
Yeah, it has been.
Keep that up.
Yeah, I don't want to disagree with you, you know, in a way that sounds like I'm being disagreeable here, Gary, but I don't think that, you know, Christy Todd Whitman, for example, or frankly, any of these people have signed up
for Harris because they think that she's going to win. I think they've signed up because they think that Donald Trump is a genuine threat to democracy here in the United States and all around the world, and they believe in democracy even though they're Republicans, even though they don't think we should have Social Security or Medicare, even though they don't think women should be able to make a choice about getting an abortion or getting birth control. They still believe in democracy. You know, that there's,
I hope.
You know, I am convinced. And, you know, I think that's true of the Lincoln Project people, and I think that's true of the Republicans that are on MSNBC. The thing that's going to be interesting is after Trump is gone, you've got all these never-Trump Republicans on MSNBC. You know, Michael Steele, he interviewed me on his podcast a month or so ago, and he kept saying, I'm a conservative and you're a liberal. Like, you know, hey, we can talk to each other. And I wanted to say, what does it mean that you're a conservative? Are you still opposed to Social Security? So what's going to happen, you know, to the Republicans on MSNBC, you know, Nicole Wallace, Michael Steele, et cetera, there's a whole bunch of them, when Trump is off the stage, you know, when Harris is president and Trump is just long gone and they no longer need anti-Trump Republicans on MSNBC, are they going to start pitching that, you know, Social Security's in a crisis and we need to privatize the program or we need to end Medicare or, you know, the other stuff that Republicans are so up for? I don't know, but I'm curious. Anyhow, Gary, sorry for going off on a rant there on this tangent, but your point is well taken. I got to move along, but thank you. Bill in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm volunteering for Bob Ferguson for governor for the state of Washington. And I was putting out signs, and I was trying to think of what else I could do to help him out. And I started to text all of my family and all of my friends.
Is Bob Ferguson the guy who won the primary?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a great, great individual. Good. Really great guy. And so I'm doing personal texts and writing down notes like how Mary, how your kids, blah blah blah, and then I'll maybe also forward a registered vote or a donation, a site, so they know it's coming from me. And
yeah.
I did about 50 people, and you know, if 50 people do that, and of course. Your listeners, if they do that, you can imagine how many people we can contact.
That's a good idea.
To it, not just blow off.
It's a good idea, Bill. And good on you for doing it. And thanks for putting Bob Ferguson on my radar. I've not been paying attention to Washington State politics, but I know that you know that your current governor has been term limited. Thanks so much. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks for being with us today. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. And if you live in a red state, double check your voter registration. Do it today and do it again next month and do it again the month after that. Tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will welcome Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOM's World, with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Oh. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.